Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. It is good. Morning, Jimmy Chuck.
Morning, Matt Man.
How you?
Doing quite well. That's a great day already. How you doing?
Already?
I hope so. I hope it continues. Yeah, so far so good.
How long you been up?
I don't know. About a little after three. Three-ish.
What about Fat Boy? What time did you get up?
Yeah, about three.
Damn. Paige, what time do you get up every day?
I get up at four.
Dang.
What time?
I get up at four, too, also. Four as well. But then, I mean, being a woman, no offense. I mean, it takes, you put more into it. I mean, look at us. You put more into what you do than we do, certainly.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, plus I hit the snooze about 100 times, too, so.
Yeah.
It goes, the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. I don't spring out of bed. I'm not that type of person. I wish I was.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you?
Do I spring out of bed? It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on, oddly enough, if I took an Ambien the night before, I spring out of bed. It sets the internal clock for me.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
If I don't, I will often oversleep or, snooze button it out.
Yeah.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. Let me do the weather for you. Today, sunny to partly cloudy. There might be a stray thunderstorm possible.
Maybe.
A high 94. Right now, clear and 72 degrees in Greer. So what's going on? No, I'll tell you this. Interesting thing. We'll bring Fat Boy in on this because I'm sure he was wondering. You probably thought we were talking about him as he walked back in the room. I keep a daily journal of the Fat Boy t-shirt of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had talked to Fat Boy several times this morning already, starting as probably like 35 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Had a couple conversations. Nine also joined in on a conversation. And so I'm sitting here and I'm writing down things in my journal, in my Fat Boy diary. And I said, I've already seen him. What shirt was he wearing? I'll go ahead and get that out of the way. Couldn't remember. I was like,
it's hard to remember.
That is crazy. So I was like, what if Fat Boy had robbed the place? And the detectives came and said, hey, Harris, get in here.
Get in here.
What, you know, Ellenberg, but what was he wearing? We need to know what he was wearing. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, holy crap. What a horrible witness I would be.
Yeah.
So I say to Jimmy Jackie, who's had a fifth of the interaction with Fat Boys I've had, I said, let me ask you. I did the whole role play with him. I said, blah, 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 detective. He said, well, I know he was wearing jeans. I said, yep, I remember that because I remember thinking, smart move because it's kind of cold in here this morning. And then I said, I do remember it was a dark shirt. I'm going to say blue shirt. Wait a minute. My diary says he wore the blue one yesterday. Rarely does Fat Boy make that faux pas.
Yep.
So Nine says, I think he was wearing either the gray shirt or the vintage tee, the shirt that it's like the STP logo, mm-hmm. but it says vintage on it.
Yeah, it does.
I was like, no. I'd remember that because I haven't seen that one in a while. And I went back and he hasn't worn it in 17 shows. And then we're sitting here and Fat Boy walks in the room. And guess what, Paige? As you see, he's wearing the gray vintage t-shirt.
Yeah,
so
is.
I want to say this. Rarely do I give others compliments. Nine, if there's ever a crime around me, I'd love you to be involved.
Oh, thank you much.
Or at least I was a witness.
A witness.
Can I get a witness?
Look,
it's Jimmy Jack.
Don't be too hard on yourself. If you think you're a bad witness, you got to remember they never caught the East Side Rapist. So those witnesses are worse.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's
makes
true.
Me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
And then you may think you see something, but you know, it's not a baby blue shirt. It's the vintage shirt.
So yeah. And plus, I would argue, well, the lighting in here is poor, as is my eyesight. I'm wearing glasses in here, for God's sake.
That's true.
I mean, imagine. Why were you wearing sunglasses in there? That was my thing.
There's an impairment in your vision.
Sir, are we to believe you were really wearing sunglasses inside and that's your excuse? Dude, I swear. I mean, golly, look at the internet.
Yeah, look.
That's weird, Harris.
Yeah. And see, sometimes I don't ever know what the hat says because I get a side view all the time.
Yeah.
But that would be another thing to determine who he is with his hat. And
well,
it changes from time to time.
Much like I don't wear, I'm not photographed much without my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Bowie, can I snap one real quick?
Of me?
Yeah, with it sans sunglasses. You can keep talking about that. I'm just going to snap a picture.
Okay.
What are you going to do with it?
There we go.
I know what he's doing with it.
And that's what I was kind of alluding to.
Oh, you keep going on that, and it'll take a minute to do the other.
I don't take a lot of pictures, you know, unless it's like family pictures. And again, it's my own personal thing about I don't like one of my eyes, the way it looks. It's me. Let me get over that. Quit shaming me about wearing glasses, officers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nine sent me, because Nine is the meme master. He's the king of the marks, but he's also the meme master. Like, if there's a meme, if it's a trendy meme, like, he already knows. And in all these various filters and stuff. And he sends a group text that we're in, me and him and Fat Boy. Paige, the reason we've explained Paige is not in the group because often it's vulgar stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And we're gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't want to say that.
Right.
Well, I do. I mean, actually, I'm interested.
Well, we forwarded the ding-dong pictures to you, but the other stuff.
And then
stuff
I sent them to Fat Boy. Yeah.
So, Nine says, boy, my timeline is nothing but old people faces today. And I was like, I have no clue what that means right now because Angel and brother-in-law Scott and the boys are in town for a few days, so I've hung out with them a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't on Sasha media a whole lot after we left the brewer. And I get on Instagram, and first thing I see is old LeBron James.
Yep.
And then the next thing I see is, for some reason, I don't even follow him, Keanu Reeves as an old man.
Everybody's hanging out being old.
And then I text Nine. I'm like, WTF, except I said it full on with a lot of exclamation marks and question marks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts to send me pictures of us as old people.
Yes.
And here's my train of thought. So I go on Snapchat. I was like, oh, it's one of their daily filters or whatever. I looked for it. There's the ding dong head, whatever that one is now, the one where you can get a nose like an elephant, a trunk, they call them.
Yeah.
And then it's not there. And then that's all I see on the internet from 4 o'clock till this morning still.
Mm-hmm.
Old people.
Old
it's
people.
Flooded all the timelines on all the social
yes.
medias. All
so,
of
them. All right. I swear to you, I really don't. What is the app?
It's Face App.
So it's an app that you have to download further.
Yeah, Face App. Mm.
This
face
was a thing a while ago, right? But it caught like a second wind. Like every couple years.
Well, it's because you got all these celebrities all of a sudden all deciding to do it.
It was a thing, a small thing a while back, but now it's a huge thing and everybody's doing it. I sent you a picture of yourself, Matthew.
Oh, Jesus. See, I always do look mean, don't I? Oh, my gosh.
Bless you.
I want to retake that. I don't like it.
You want to smile in it? Just make sure you're smiling.
Yeah, can
it?
I please?
Yeah, we'll okay. do one of you smiling, old Matt.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
If you smile in your old man picture and you got a beard, you just come out looking like Santa Claus.
Okay.
That's good.
That's fine. Because that's what my nephews call me anyway now.
Santa Claus?
They said I look like young Santa Claus. I was like, wow, what a compliment. Then I realized Santa Claus is like 900 years old. So what? Not really a compliment.
The beard turns gray or white. And then, you know, you're smiling with a white beard. So you're Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, let me grab my phone so I can go through this. First of all, the hardest one that Nine says that he had a problem with was Fat Boy because Fat Boy's
already looks old.
That's not fair. His goatee, though, is already gray, so the change is not really there.
You don't see much in the way of wrinkles. Though some people, when they do it on Facebook, it looks like a sex offender registry mugshots. Ooh. Rough.
I'll tell you, man. Yeah, that right there. And then, look, mine would scared me, but that right there, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, that one's bad. The other one I did, you know, a better-looking old man.
I think you look cute there.
No, you don't.
I did.
I sent you the smiling Matt. Matt, you can see smiling old you now.
Oh, it's worse. It brings out the
wrinkles.
Somehow
it did get worse.
Oh,
my
God. I want to see it. Don't post it if it's hideous.
Oh. Somehow it got worse.
God.
There's smiling old Matt, Paige.
And it doesn't work with...
You look more and more alike as you two age together.
Thank you.
They say that.
Does it... it won't work with sunglasses?
I mean, it just kind of takes away from it.
You do look like...
Well, let me try. Can I try it just to see? Because I got to figure out if I'm going to...
Yeah.
Keep living this gimmick of wearing
it. I saw that this morning.
If it doesn't matter, then I'm just going to go with it at this
you
point.
You want to try
I'm not
going to
dye beard, none of that. Yeah. Oh, with, yes.
Yeah, I thought you were going to try it with
I'm not going to dye the beard. Fat Boys inspired me to give up. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm smiling, too.
All right, we'll do that one.
All right. So, first of all, how does the word get out? That's the thing. Is it when one, like you said, I didn't realize it was something that had already been, had the rounds already before, but it just, I guess it takes one person to do it, but then it's watermarked down there on FaceApp.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the word spreads from there. There's old Matt with sunglasses.
Okay, I want that one.
That's a little better, yeah.
Yeah, it's way better, thank God.
Yeah, you have to, you know, hide what you actually look like and like it more.
Okay.
I just, I mean, it looks really authentic. The pictures you use.
I'll tell you, based off of this app, and I don't know anything about the app. Obviously, I just showed you that. Fat Boy is going to age well. If this is some kind of, what is it, a technology?
I mean, if you're in your 30s and you look 30 years older than that, 30 years from then, you'll look the same, right? Logically?
I guess. I'll still be here, probably.
All right.
What's 2% times 30?
You were optimistic?
Oh, yes.
That's a decent raise is what that is.
That's 60%, ain't it?
All right.
I'll take that now.
Paige, you want to see the one he did of you?
Oh, gosh. I look old enough.
Oh, yeah. I pulled that one up just now, too.
Let me see. How hideous am I?
You want to do it? You want me to do it?
You're closer to her.
Oh, wow.
I still would, by the way, Paige.
No,
that
you
matters.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, I would too.
I look like a witch.
Hey, well, you're not. You're doing the pouty lip thing. You're not really smiling. You're doing the very. You're very voguey in that picture.
I want to get a good picture of Fat
Boy. I do look like
Glenn
Close in that with the pointy nose and the pointy chin. You're right about that.
I think you look fine though. Okay, so we're getting a new one of Fat Boy, and by the way, we'll put all these up on social media. We'll be the next person on your timeline doing this bit. All right, Nani's taking the photo. This isn't an advertisement, but just if we're going to talk about something, we have to, of course, share it with you. FaceApp.
Let me show you one.
And you can see where I'm going to get the wrinkles, so that's where I can preview.
And you can, take pictures of people on TV, and it'll do it on there, or just you can use a photo you already have?
Well, Shannon Sharp did it yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
He looks like an old ripped up black guy.
Well, it doesn't add wrinkles to your body, just your face, right?
Yeah.
By
the way, once I get a good one of each of the four of us, I guess I'll post it out on social media and whatnot.
If you did could you take our promo group picture and do anything with that?
I don't know if it'll do everybody in the photo. I can try.
Okay.
You can just use the one that you have.
I'll make a collage of the four of us looking old.
Don't think you're going to do mine. This ain't happening.
This will end up being part of the whole facial
recognition
5G thing I was telling you.
Yeah, going to go ahead and know what we look like when we get old.
Limit my pictures on those kind of
Well, look at it. Nine works with Fat Boy every day and takes so many pictures of him and all this stuff. Couldn't find a good direct photo. I'm so you don't even have to consent to this stuff.
Oh, Papa Boy.
And it's turning into facial recognition.
I'm like I just got paroled.
These damn satellites should be able to find you all over.
You look so cute.
God.
All right.
Like I'm supposed to stay away from kids.
I just did Fat Boy.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make the collage now. I got to share this with everybody. Everybody's got to see this.
Those are good. Those are good the way they are.
This is the best. This is the most fun. This is the dumbest fun in the history of social media viral stuff.
What happens if you do it to, let's say, who's a famous octogenarian? Let's say you do it. You do this to someone who's like 80 years old, John Boy or Billy. Take your pick. And you do that. What does it make them look like? How can it age? And is it doubling your age, tripling your age?
Maybe it makes you look
what's
better.
What's the ratio? I need to know what that's going to look like at what age.
I can show you a couple one of my buddies did.
You see my freaking glasses people. Anywhere now that I took them off? I need them to see. I'm like Velma. Anyway.
You had them right over there beside where your sunglasses
Screw
are
it.
Now.
It's bits already ruining my morning. All right, so can I see the collage now?
I haven't.
Oh,
you
haven't made it.
No, but.
Oh boy. So you put it on Facebook, and then everybody started responding. So that means everybody had to go download this brand new app. It's not a filter on one of the other ones you already have. It's a whole new thing. So that means that Snapchat or Facebook/Instagram will end up buying it.
Yeah,
and then just making it a filter.
No. Tribble put it on Willem Dafoe.
Oh, okay.
God. That's him in 10 years.
Wrinkled ass Willem Dafoe. Oh, put it on goodness. Him. It's funny, man.
Somebody like him, though. Bless I mean, he can pull it off.
Yeah, somebody who already looks old, put it on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
He also said it works on his genitals.
Oh,
I don't think that's true. Oh, stop trying.
Well, you knew this was. I mean, you had the Snapchat baby app a month ago, so this is what's next. The opposite sex filter. I mean, what else can they do?
I don't know. You putting it on my phone?
Nope.
There will be more. There will be more. Memes.
No, that's it. There's nothing.
No, there will always be more.
They jumped it just now. They really did.
Now I know where to put the Botox if I ever get it.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just going to have to get an IV of it. Just put it all through my body.
The answer is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Don't miss a spot.
I'd do that now, part of my body. I really would. I shouldn't say that either.
What?
The most thing I'm most self-conscious about, this will bother no one, just me. I mean, it may bother you thinking about it, but it only bothers me. My inner thighs.
Ugh. Why?
Because of the hanging of the skin, because I was so fat in my legs.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
and it just, even my belly, the skin that hangs down there, it's not like just, it's like a cascading of hanging.
You know what I mean?
It looks like some kind of, inside some kind of beautiful cavern in a cave.
Yeah.
The stalagmites or whatever those are called.
You can have a nip and tuck. Why not?
Shut up.
You can. I'll go with you.
Take a picture of my crotch, Jimmy, with the app, and let's see what I'm going to look like in 40 years
down
there.
I don't think that works.
Oh, wait.
I'll send you that when you start posting it out everywhere so people can see us old.
Oh, boy.
Your imperfections make you perfect.
Well, Lord God. Call me Kurt Henning then. Henning, excuse me. We're going to have a hell of a program today. You know, the summer ticket blitz week continues today, and Your new favorite game and ours, What the Flick, is back today. Fatboy finally won a game yesterday. So we're going to see if the streak can continue as he will take on me, freaking me, today in What the Flick, as we will be playing for you to win Iron Maiden tickets for Monday in Charlotte.
That's big.
Like this game. If you had to pick one game and one game only, it'd be this one.
Well, for right now. Well, we know.
I'll
I still love
it.
Ring of Fire if Nine doesn't play.
Hate it.
Because Nine kills at it and it ruins it for everybody.
But he's fun. He should be able to play.
Well, yes.
Thank you, Paige.
I like playing with him.
All right.
I mean, that's sportsmanship, though. Even if you're good, you should be able to play.
Yeah, sports ladyship.
Thank you.
Sportsmanship.
Yeah, right.
That's Paige, it is my rejoin week this week. I have some great songs selected.
Oh.
I'm not even going to say that there's a theme because Google Fingers will crack the code.
I will.
And I won't release that information yet.
Oh, yesterday was stellar, so I'm so excited.
I agree. That's the way my grandma would say Stella. Did you know that?
Stella?
Yeah, no, stellar. 1-800-774-0093. That's the way to call us at any point. 1-800-774-0093. 72341. You can text us. That's the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. And we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media. And we'll have that composite photo posted here shortly on all of those. Oh, my God. Jimmy, I just saw yours. I didn't even think.
Oh, his is cute.
Oh, man. Oh, Jimmy. Well, you got a future working in malls, buddy.
Right?
You really do.
Right? I turned into Santa Claus.
Yes, sir.
I'm jolly as blank, man.
I'm going to get a job on the Wizard of Oz soon.
Oh, Paige, you don't look anything like the Tin Man.
Wizard of...
What's going on in the Plex, though?
How are those Dalmatian puppies doing, Paige?
I know, don't I? That's so good. Cruella. I love it. All right, so They're on the lookout for a topless woman in Texas. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I'm looking for one in Greenville.
Topless woman in Texas. Yeah, oh, my
easy
Lord.
Easy for you to say.
All right, we'll find out where the topless lady at next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. Golly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My little golden doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, let's head right into this. Exciting stuff going on. A family. Not just people in Texas, but a family is trying to find a topless woman. Why, you ask?
A whole family.
A whole family, yes. So, yeah, they want to see the topless woman. Boob, nipple, everything.
Damn it.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Before I fall into your trap, who's it? You said woman, so we're, I can talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how old, though?
Oh, that's a good question.
How old do they look with the old person app? Which, by the way, is up at facebook.com/riseguys. You want to see us looking old with the old person app gimmick? facebook.com/riseguys. Twitter, at the Rise Guys. What's the other one? Instagram, at the Rise Guys. And there it is. Yeah. All right. What particular topless woman in Texas?
The only thing I know about this woman is the woman that's looking for her in particular called her a chick and then a woman. So a chick and a woman can be... You know, anywhere from 20 to 50, right?
Yeah, but why is this family looking for
this? They're trying to find this woman who photobombed their picture. They were in Texas taking a picture earlier when this woman flashed her boobs in their picture, and the family is very upset now, and they're spreading the picture around.
Perfect.
Trying to identify this sad woman.
The fingers of Google. I have to pat you on the back here. Found it so fast. Oh, the was blurred. Who cares?
No, hang on. Look at the whole thing before we go to the other one. Jesus.
All right.
Give it a minute.
Boobs are boobs.
Which family's mad? Are they the same family?
This is the same family. I see. And some of them are very... You know what it is most of these people are probably amused by it.
Yeah.
But then, like, one of these ladies is not. Uh-huh. And that's why it's a big thing.
Well, there's kids, too. Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let me tell you what happened.
Mm. I like how the people in the background down here, they know what's going on. They're laughing their asses off about it.
Oh, wow.
And then there's a kid on top of the wall looking, too.
Looking down.
Anyway. Right.
Well, a woman named Monica Davila from Cypress, Texas, was with her family at a state park on Monday, which is the picture that you're looking at. And they'd gotten together because Monica's husband's grandma just passed away. And they took a trip to the park in her honor.
Did they spread her ashes there or anything? Or?
You know, I think they just wanted to get everybody together and have a picture and mark the moment. And their memories that they were all together for grandma, right?
Maybe that was the spirit of grandma's, letting them know she was there.
When they all posed for the picture, guess what? This fancy woman thought everybody wanted to see her boobies.
I don't know. I'd call her fancy. She's wearing pleated shorts. She's 2019. Them.
But the boob's nice.
Oh, you know what? I'll give you that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Monica started going through the pictures, and she saw the woman, and she was outraged. So she says that... She says, you see the woman's, quote, boob, nipple, everything. We're trying to recreate memories. Having some chick, some chick's boobs isn't allowing us to do that. So now she's spreading the picture to identify the woman, and she wants to turn the woman over to the police.
She's body shaming her or spreading nude photos without the lady's consent.
Yeah.
Would you turn her over to the police if you found out who it was?
No. I'd turn her over, though, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this. That right there, as silly as it is, and first of all, the kids, for those texting in, the kids were facing the opposite direction. They had no idea. Everybody in that photo will never forget grandma in that moment. And otherwise, they would have forgot. It's a park.
Uh-huh.
Big deal. The park that I go to sometimes used to be near a TB hospital.
Yeah.
You know the one?
Well, yeah. Who's to blame there? Yeah. The person who took the picture. They should have taken a couple of them.
Great point. Who took the photo?
Yeah.
Did they just hand it to a random stranger?
Yeah, and they should have known there's a topless woman in the picture. That's the person you need to...
I would have just zoomed in on the topless lady and then handed them the phone and walked away.
Maybe they had some kind of timer and tripod going.
That could be that.
Yeah, that
maybe
could
they had the longest selfie stick available.
Maybe one of them has one of those wireless Bluetooth camera remotes.
Yeah.
for your phone.
There you go.
But yeah, people are like, the kids, hell, I see two teenage boys in the picture. They'd love to know that was going on beside them.
Mm-hmm. So better be glad that dog in the picture didn't get a hold of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a dog pooping in your picture. That happened to me one time. I was trying to take a lovely picture of snow, and, well, Whiskey decided to do other things in the snow.
Yes.
Which was the best picture ever taken. I have to thank him for that. So
it was, and you remember it now.
Yeah, I'll never forget that day, ever.
And they'll never forget that day.
No, forever.
I don't have many moments of thinking about Fat Boy riding in the car with me and me driving. But the one that I do was the time that he was throwing up all over the outside of it as he sat in the back seat.
Uh-oh.
I'll never forget it.
Were you speeding?
No.
He was inebriated.
He was inebriated. I drove him home.
Okay. Absolutely.
I was the driver of designation that night.
I drove him in my car. I don't remember.
Yes. When did that happen?
I might have handled the wrist.
Well, he was driving. I pushed his leg down, and I was doing the wheel. Yeah. I had to deliver papers, damn it.
I see how that is. Teamwork.
That's right.
The buddy system. All right. Well, Jason Aldean's new house has something different. A concrete safe room. So before you think, oh, that's kind of ridiculous.
I don't think that's ridiculous.
There's a reason why they want to feel safe, and I don't blame them. Because they went through a traumatic thing in history. Remember the Las Vegas shooting where 59 people and...
Yeah, I don't think about that. He was the one performing.
Yes, he was at Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival. And, you know, the shooter was in Mandalay Bay. And so he survived. His wife, Brittany, survived. And now they have this safe room. So...
Yeah, but he's always on the road. Like, is his bus made of concrete? I bet it gets horrible mileage.
Maybe the safe room's on the bus. Yeah, maybe it's a concrete room on a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he did take off.
Mm-hmm. That would be, I mean, that would be fantastic. I mean, I would use it to just, you know.
Just hang out in it. Yeah, it'd be like your den.
Yeah, that would be my den. Yeah. But what happened to the man having a den? You got to call it the cave.
Then you got to call it the safe room.
Why do you have to live in a cave? That kind of demeans men. Like you're...
Well, used to. We had to just live in the garage.
Yeah.
At least they're letting us in the house now.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a designated room in the house. Like, you know, a den would be better than a man cave.
You can have every room in the house, Paige.
Yes.
You know, you can dwell wherever you choose to dwell in my house.
I have three bedrooms and some kind of dining room and living room, and they're all my room.
Because everybody has manners in my house, and I don't have to put them in a cave.
Yeah. Do you have a hallway?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you in a moment. There's somebody who'll do you for free.
They'll be there Monday to do that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Tell me that again in a moment.
As far as having a safe room, the good thing about that, if it's concrete and people can't get in, it just gives you that extra time to call 911 so you're safer. And, you know, if someone's going to come in your house and rob you, then.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have, like, stuff in there, obviously. You got to have, the freeze-dried food, the guns, and the phone line of most importance.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah. And Netflix. Because if you get stuck Netflix in there and you're like, oh, I'll have
Wi-Fi.
Food and I'll have a phone and guns, but then what? You've cleaned all the guns, you've sat there and mixed all that awful food up, and then what?
Yeah.
You need something to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
You have good ideas. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. And also some kind of airflow. You got to have airflow, too.
Yeah,
otherwise
air conditioning.
Yeah.
God,
you have
yes.
to have that.
See, we should do some kind of design show for concrete
and a toilet.
Rooms, Paige.
You have to have a toilet and running water, or I'm out.
Jesus, I didn't think about it. Does he have a toilet in the concrete room?
You thought about Netflix, but not plumbing.
Well, look.
I'm sorry. I can do without Netflix.
My mind's in the gutter. Speaking of that, Fat Boy, the sports hole. What is going on this morning to you?
Got to thank P1 Jethro for this one. Richie Incognito's a Raider. He got suspended for 2 games for an incident during his dad's funeral. And it's pretty odd what he wanted to do. I don't know if saying this got him suspended. The guy's a nutcase.
Is there a documentary about him?
No, but
there
God.
Needs to. There's one on everything else. Make one about him.
He's troubled, as they would say. But he keeps getting jobs, and he's obviously off his rocker. You won't be surprised when you found out what he wanted to do.
All right.
At his dad's funeral.
Okay.
Richie Incognito. We'll find out what he's up to and what he was doing at his daddy's funeral. Next in the Sports Hole with Fat Boy.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Thank you, P1 Jethro. Because when he's not wearing shoes, he's scouring the internet.
Scouring.
Because he's a Rise Guys sports correspondent.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Any Dolphins news I need, Red Wings news, he's up on it.
He is odd, Jethro is, in that his teams are just all over. You know, Miami for NFL, Detroit Red Wings for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Hates Clemson.
Yeah, he does.
God bless. That's why we're friends here.
Come on.
That's why?
Yeah.
He said, hey, man, did you see this about Richie Incognito? He got a 2-game suspension because back in August of last year, he went to his dad's funeral at the funeral home and told the workers there that he needed access to his dad's body. Why does he need access? He threatened to shoot the workers if he did not get access to his dad's body.
He's just not going to learn his lesson.
You know why he wanted to get to his dad's body?
Hmm.
He wanted to cut his head off.
Ah.
No joke. Walked in, said, I want to cut my dad's head off.
How long had the father been?
See, I don't know if this was when he was being prepped.
Yeah.
Or what?
Because, I mean, that's the way you do the cryogenic deal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They cut off Walt Disney's head. And Ted Williams, I understand. Or that could just be a rumor now that I think about it. I don't know. I'm going to Google it.
They found the guns in his
Let me, Jimmy.
You go for it.
Thank you.
Well, what was his motivation?
So, well, now, he's just, I think he's come out and said that he's diagnosed bipolar.
Okay.
But there's something more than that, too. CTE, probably. He's just nuts. I don't think there's, like, a rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he wanted the head, but he got 2 games. People were like, come on, man, that's not enough.
Mm.
Threatening people with violence.
So he didn't get the head. He got arrested.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Ted Williams, actually, his head and his body both are frozen. They cut off the head, separated from the body. They're both in a cryogenic lab out in Colorado.
I don't know where they are.
Walt Disney, though, might just be a...
Could, yeah, it could be a rumor.
I'll do that next.
Didn't Incognito say he was hiding from somebody that tried to kill him?
Jonathan Martin, I don't know.
Nah, it was after that, and then he went off the grid, as he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there seems there's some paranoid delusion stuff going on.
Yeah. Welcome to the Raiders, buddy. You always got a home in Oakland, Vegas, wherever the hell. LeBron said he was going to switch his number. He was going to go to number 6, give Anthony Davis the 23. Well, Nike said, can't do it, buddy.
How's Nike decide that?
Because they've already made a ton of LeBron apparel in 23.
So?
Tough blankie.
So they're like, look, man.
Who are they? Oh, they're the provider of the jerseys for the NBA?
Yeah.
So they, boy, I'd fight that if I were him.
Well, the NBA said that we'll allow it if Nike's cool with it.
They're rare now, so charge them a premium.
Yeah.
Do the Betsy Ross Nike bit with this.
Mm-hmm.
Nike's like,
is this what they're doing? Nike again with their controversies.
We got too much wrapped in it, buddy. You got to stay. He's like, okay, I'll stay. Anthony Davis ended up picking number 3 anyway, so it's not really going to be an issue. But.
Look at that. They bowed down to Kaepernick because he doesn't like a pair of shoes that are coming out. But then LeBron's like, I'd like to change my jersey number. They're like, no, you
heck
can't.
No.
He's LeBron.
I don't want to change. Like, I don't get why you'd change. I was asked in high school to change. I politely declined.
What was the reason?
Somebody else wanted it, upper class.
Oh, wow. They allowed that.
I had it first.
I had a different when I was JV, I was one number. I was 73 and then 77 in varsity. I liked that, too, because the 73 on the varsity team when I was on JV, was this big fat guy that really, really sucked. And I didn't want to be called him junior.
Him junior.
But wouldn't you change and you'd have the fear of changing because of superstition?
No.
Like one number would be luckier for you.
Now I would.
Maybe
then,
if you were good.
Yeah.
Then I was lost. Now I'm found.
Guys in the pros will buy numbers off of each other. But here lately, they're switching them around. LeBron's already been 6 before.
Yeah.
KD's going to be 7 now.
Are you going to do while we're talking about uniforms, do you have a baseball uniform story I don't want to spoil?
No, you got one?
Well, I saw yesterday that they were talking about Major League Baseball is legit looking into the option of 2020 allowing teams to sell ad sponsorships on jerseys, like on the actual jersey.
Oh, yeah, the NBA does it now.
Why not? I was watching footage of a baseball game the other day, and the whole outfield, right, is just a zillion ads.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be ads everywhere. Just go ahead and allow it.
Yeah, you know, the soccer, they, you know, certainly.
I think the coolest one is the Bucks. They have Harley Davidson sponsoring theirs.
Dude, the freaking Drive did superhero night Monday night. Did you see their jerseys for that?
No.
Freaking, they look like Captain America. They're badass.
Let's get you.
Hook me up, Jerinko. You got any laying around?
Come on, we want superhero jerseys.
I'd like a 2X. I could wear an XL, but I don't want to be too tight around the waist.
We want a
buttoned.
We want a ball bat that looks like Thor's hammer.
Dude, they should have done that.
Awesome.
Spin around on the head on the hammer and then try to run. Yeah, do that bit.
Give me a jersey, Jerinko.
Next year.
You know how NFL players are pretty sensitive. They can all agree that, they all get riled up over one thing this time of year.
Hmm.
And it's not trash talking like who's going to the Super Bowl. It's not who's going to get the most catches or sacks.
It's the ratings.
It's the Madden ratings. They get so up in arms about it. Two players said they're going to boycott the game. Keenan Allen and DeMarcus Lawrence.
How do they boycott? Just not play it? Or
not going to play it, not going to talk about it because they're unhappy with their Madden rating. Aaron Rodgers didn't even get a damn 99.
Do they get extra money out of that, or is that covered under their contract of being an NFL player?
That's the players' union thing. So, see, I don't know. It's got to be players' union and the NFL, right?
I don't know.
Like, Bo Jackson got paid for Tecmo Bowl, but he was the only guy.
Well, this game, Nine and myself used to play baseball game on the computer or the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You had the actual players, but you didn't have the teams.
Yeah, it wasn't licensed Major League Baseball, but it was with the Players Association.
So maybe it's got to be both with this. But they're like, it ain't going to matter because we ain't playing. Plus, if you believe in the Madden curse, Pat Mahomes is on the cover, and he's exciting as hell to watch, so hopefully nothing happens to him this season.
Put him on the cover, you got to give him the highest rating for a QB.
Got to. Yeah. God, man, it's just over a rating.
Mm-hmm.
If there was like a radio game to where you could simulate one of our jobs, you know, I wouldn't care what the rating was.
Don't give him any damn ideas.
But just go out there and play your ass off and wait for the first roster update, then you'll be cool.
Sim Radio.
Sportsman.
Thank you. By the way, old wives tale about Walt Disney's head, evidently. And also, when he died, that had happened, science is yet to be able to preserve it that long.
Oh, okay.
So it would have deteriorated anyway.
That makes sense.
So that's my contribution to the sports hole. You're welcome, baby. Why'd you call? Only my mama calls me that. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't forget, it is the summer ticket blitz week, and we have tickets to see Iron Maiden Monday night. Hey, Mama, she loves Iron Maiden. In Charlotte, we'll have those tickets coming up next hour with What the Flick. It's the Rise Guys. Spread the word. Morning, everybody.
You're home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to the Morning Show all the time.
Can't get enough of it.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3 The Plaid.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.